Our order of worship for today can be found on your blue worship handout. And will you please rise as we begin with the invocation? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In holy baptism, Jordan Emmerich was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all his sins. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." You may be seated as we begin with our entrance hymn, number 537, Beautiful Savior. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Jordan and to all your servants, who having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Old Testament reading for this morning comes to us from the 23rd Psalm, a Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the word of the Lord. Our New Testament readings for today come from Ephesians chapter 6 and Galatians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 and 11. St. Paul writes, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil." And from Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, which also served as Jordan's confirmation verse, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." This is the word of the Lord. Will you please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel? Alleluia, alleluia. Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead. To him be glory and power forever. Alleluia. The gospel lesson comes from John chapter 11. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, but Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." This is the gospel of our Lord. God has made us his people through our baptism into Christ. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
You may be seated as we continue with our hymn of the day, Onward, Christian Soldier.
Doris, Christy and Ryan, Brandon, Kim, Brittany and Anthony and Edith, and many other family members, friends, comrades, Staff Sergeant Jordan Emmerich. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our risen and living Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. God's words for our comfort, for our consolation, and for our encouragement on this day of earthly sorrow and sadness come to us from Paul's letter to the Ephesians in the New Testament, verses that introduce a section that is commonly called the armor of God. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. There was a knock on the back door of the parsonage. I answered the door only to find that the 7th and 8th grade class was there to help me celebrate my 33rd birthday. When I went outside, it was only then that I learned their idea of celebration would involve throwing a bucket of water on me. Guess who was the one carrying the bucket? Jordan chased me around the backyard and the field for a good 10 minutes. But he didn't catch me. I stayed dry. I was younger and almost thin back then. Speaking of thin, at the end of his 7th grade year, knowing that Jordan would play for my boys' softball team in the fall, I told him that he should go on a milkshake diet over the summer, that he should drink at least one of those a day in order to gain some weight. Whether he did it or not, I don't think that he ever did gain the weight. But I know that he ate. Our confirmation class trip to Concordia Seminary in St. Louis included lunch in the seminary's cafeteria. Years later, it worked out that Jordan was able to make a connection with the Lutheran chaplain at Camp Pendleton. As Jordan told me later, he was able to say to that chaplain, "Hey, I've eaten in your school's chow hall." These are just a few memories. Each one of us could tell even more stories about our times with Jordan. The pictures that I've seen in the media this past week have reminded me of his big grin when he was having fun and of his serious and stern look when he was deep in thought. The local media covered Jordan's arrival back home on Thursday. How appropriate that at the time when our nation was honoring the service of our military members on Veterans Day, an exclamation point could be put on that occasion by all those who turned out at Mid-America Airport and on the way back here to Hoyleton, saluting Jordan's service and honoring his ultimate sacrifice. But we have seen here on our end these last few days really began last weekend with the honor that was paid to Jordan in Afghanistan. Our Lutheran chaplain, Captain Robert Crisan of the 1st Marine Logistics Group stationed in Afghanistan, did the prayer for the ramp ceremony as Jordan's body was put on the plane for its trip home. Chaplain Crisan emailed me these words and gave me permission to share them with you. He says, "Jordan represents the best America has to offer. A Marine working in EOD, as dangerous a job as there is. He risked his life daily and finally made the ultimate sacrifice that others might live. He is beloved by all who had the privilege of knowing and working with him. He is sorely missed by all, and he will never be forgotten." And so now that becomes our assignment: to keep Jordan's memory alive in the family that raised him, to do so for the benefit of his nieces and nephews, those he knew, who knew him, and others still to come. His memory is to be kept alive in this congregation that nurtured him as a Christian. His memory is to be kept alive in this community that formed him as an American. Our children are a gift to us from the hand of God. As Christian parents, we have both the privilege and the responsibility of raising them to recognize that hand of God in their lives. Terry and Doris, you did that for your children at home. You did that for them here within this larger family of faith, this Christian congregation at Trinity. Our children, who are gifts from the hand of God, are in God's hand while they are with us, their parents. Thankfully, our children are in the hand of God also when they grow and they are away from us. And most important of all, even when our children are taken away from us, they are still in the hand of God. We are here today because an enemy has won a battle. And not the enemy just of a soldier or just of a nation. It is the enemy of all of humanity. That enemy is death. And whether that enemy defeats us in a quiet hospital room, in the peace of our own homes, or during the noise of battle in a faraway land, death is a physical fate that no earthly armor can prevent. But it is only a battle that death wins. For the war against this enemy has already been won for us. Our hero in that war with sin and death and the schemes of the devil is the eternal Son of God living in human flesh, Jesus Christ. Sacrifice has been the word of the week for us. And once again, we are here to talk about the sacrifice. The sacrifice that Jesus gave of himself upon the cross for us. For there Jesus took our rebellion against God. There Jesus took our rejection of his will and his ways. And Jesus put all of that upon himself. On that cross, Jesus suffered our sins' punishment. On that cross, Jesus paid its complete cost for our freedom. Jesus face that enemy that took Jordan away from us. Between our military actions in Iraq and Afghanistan over the last few years, we have become, unfortunately, all too accustomed to hearing reports of military casualties. And when we hear those reports, we are saddened by the news. We feel for the families of those soldiers who are unknown to us, and we are thankful for their service. But it is a passing feeling, and then we go about our daily lives. But it is a different matter when the news of such a death comes to the doorstep of our community, of our congregation, of our family. Because then it is painful, and that news hurts real bad. So we need to hear these words of our Lord. Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. For this family that now suffers, this congregation that now mourns, and this community that now grieves will find the mighty strength of our Lord on display among you. So that is the promise, His word, and His sacraments. That is the power of His love and His forgiveness. That is the presence of His Holy Spirit among you. Because our enemy death has not won, Jordan now has the victory, protected by the whole armor of God. It's a victory that was won for him by his Savior Jesus. For Jesus' death upon the cross was not the end of him. Jesus rose from the grave. Jesus lives as our hero over death. Jesus reigns in heaven as the giver of everlasting life. Jordan's name comes from that biblical river which the Israelites crossed in order to enter into the promised land of Canaan. That promised land was a place that was a preview of the eternal land which God promises to all of His faithful people. Too soon and too suddenly for us, but right on time in the mysterious mercy of God, Jordan has made his own crossing into the heavenly home Jesus prepared for him. While these following words were written to honor elderly veterans at the time of their death, the last stanza of Lawrence Vaincourt's poem, A Soldier Died Today, still is fitting for this American soldier. If we cannot do him honor while he's here to hear the praise, then at least let's give him homage at the end of his days. Perhaps just a simple headline in a paper that would say, "Our country is in mourning for a soldier died today." Jordan also was a Christian soldier who, on the day of his confirmation here at Trinity 12 and a half years ago, heard these words given to him as his confirmation verse. "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. To this God alone be all the glory. Amen." Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We stand for prayer.
Let us pray to the Lord our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into the communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give to the family of Jordan and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of the saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Receive our thanks for Jordan and for all the blessings you bestowed on him in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home with him, that we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and give you his peace. Amen. Let us go forth in peace. In the name of the Lord. Amen. You may be seated as we sing our closing hymn, number 722, Lord, take my hand and lead me.